Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm diving in and sharing with you guys one way to create emotional balance within yourself. And I could share with you guys 100 ways. And I share with my clients inside my program a good solid 5 or 6 ways that they can master to create emotional balance, because I just know that so many women come to me and they're like, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, I have anxiety, I'm, you know, just done. Like by the end of the day, I, you know, yell and scream and then I regret it, or I feel bad and my emotions just aren't in check. You know, I yell at my kids and I really don't want to. You know, I don't want to be known as that mom who's always crabby, or maybe you can tell that your kids know that you're crabby all the time, right? Or maybe your spouse even, and or maybe even your coworkers, or people feel like they have to walk on eggshells around you, or they don't know what they're going to get from you. Like if you're going to show up and you're going to be happy, and one time you show up at an event and you're going to be sad or kept to yourself, right? It's really important to have emotional balance, and it can be really hard to create emotional balance in your well-being if you feel like you're just overwhelmed, that you don't know where to start. A lot of times people are like, I just don't know where to start to create emotional balance, right? So we're gonna, I'm gonna dive in and share with you guys literally one of the ways. Like I said, there's so many ways that you guys can do this, but I'm just gonna share my favorite way, and that is really making sure, and I don't know how I wanna really say this and dive into it, but really making sure that you're practicing self-care. And I'm sure that you just probably wanna roll your eyes and be like, yep, heard you say that before, right? Or I hear this all the time. I hate that word. I know some people are like, ugh, like I hate talking about self-care. It's so annoying. So I'm sorry if you feel that way, but it truly is insanely important. And I've done several episodes in the past where I've either talked about self-care, or, you know, I mentioned self-care or kind of go on a tangent about self-care, but it is just so truly important, because we cannot keep rolling around in this world being stressed out to the max, being and living just the way that we don't want to, that we're not proud of the way we're showing up every single day emotionally. And I know that, like, parents, like, we did not like have children to be stressed out and scream and yell at them 24/7 and not really truly enjoy the company of our children, right? Like, that wasn't the point of why we had kids, right? But I know so often that unfortunately it happens. And why is that? Well, a lot of, I mean, it can be several reasons, right? So we're not going to dive into all of those things, but a lot of it is that us parents just feel tapped out. We just feel stretched thin. We feel like we can't, you know, when our emotions aren't regulated, it's really hard for us to be calm, cool, and collected to deal with our kids when they're not, you know, maybe behaving the way we want them to or doing what we ask them to do, right? And so having emotional regulation is just so insanely important. And I know to me, you have to start with balancing your physical wellness first. And so that's why, again, you guys have heard me say so much, but that's why I truly believe it is so important to create balance in all four parts of self: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. If you're really wanting to ultimately live on this planet in true, like, confidence and joy and just goodness, right? If you want to show up the best version of you every single day, you have to create balance and all four parts of yourself. And starting with your physical, to me, when you create that physical balance of your eating and your exercise and your sleep, that whenever you have that conquered, you can easily move into the emotional side of it and creating balance in the emotional wellness. But, oh my goodness, my dog. But it's really, really hard to do that if you, here, Ellie, come outside. There you go. But it's really hard to create that emotional balance. And you can't start by just creating the emotional balance, because you're not releasing the endorphins that you need through sleep and or through exercise, and you're not getting the full amount of rest that you need in your sleep, and you're not fueling your body correctly through nutrition. So those things have to be in play first. You have to create balance in the physical before you create balance in the emotional. And I promise, like, it really is like a science to that. And so how can we create that, right? With emotional, if you feel like you're very balanced in the physical, and again, I'll drop the link for the podcast that I did recently on creating balance in the physical, and you guys can maybe go back to that and listen to that one. But I know these podcasts, right? I try to keep them short and sweet for you guys, but I could speak into these topics for hours, because in my program, we spend like 2 or 3 weeks just talking about one aspect. So like we spend 2 or 3 weeks talking about physical, 2 or 3 weeks about emotional, 2 or 3 on mental, and then spiritual. Because there's a lot to unpack and a lot to cover when you're really, truly seeking balance in those areas. So physical's first, then when you move into the emotional, there's so many different angles of so many different things that you can do, but self-care, it's huge. I mean, it really, truly is. When you can show up for yourself every day and do something that makes you happy every single day, it again releases those endorphins that allows you to be happy, to be able to kind of quote unquote deal with the people around you. So, and self-care is definitely one of them. I tell my clients all the time, like, you have to do something for yourself each and every week, and that you can literally leave that experience of whatever that self-care looks like and be like, whew, that's exactly what I needed. But if you don't leave the experience thinking like, oh my gosh, like that's exactly what I needed, that's not your self-care. You have to find the self-care that speaks to you. And it's going to be different in different seasons of life. It's going to be different for you, maybe different weeks, right? But you have to create and find that self-care balance of what is going to speak to your soul and in that time, and kind of learn to listen to your body and know what you need at that time. And I think that's a big thing too, is that so often we're so zoned out and we're so living in the world of like, go, 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 now, 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 that we're so disconnected from our bodies and we don't even know how to be physically present in our own body, whether that's like with our nutrition or exercise, but I think it's definitely with our emotions too. Like we don't even know like how to be present to know if we're like truly fully enjoying something or if we're just there because we have to be, or if, you know, we're just living through the experience and then moving on to the next thing, right? So being mindful and truly slowing down, I mean, that's a whole nother topic in itself, but finding the self-care that speaks to you. And like I said, I did a podcast episode a while back on different self-care ideas. So I'll scroll back and find that and link it down here in the show notes for you guys. But it's huge. And when you can fill your cup up, it makes an insane amount of difference. So I know sometimes moms are like, but I can't get away. I like, there's no way I can do self-care because, you know, I don't have a babysitter and my husband's gone all the time, or I work too much, or my kids are little, or I don't have help, or whatever it is. Like, we can make excuses all day long, but at the end of the day, the only person that you're cheating with finding those excuses, or with you know, thinking, believing the excuses, I guess, if you will, is yourself. Like, you're the only one that's going to suffer. You first and then your family. And so truly figure out what that means for you and make sure that you're doing something self-care based every single week. And it might look different every week, right? Sometimes I teach my clients to create a consistent schedule with their self-care. Hold on. Ellie Mae, calm down. Sorry, guys. I don't know if you can hear my dog, but she's like going bananas. You know, sometimes, and you know, you just have to chat with your husband and see, or whoever, and see what works best for them. But I know some moms, like, they love creating the consistent schedule of, you know, every Tuesday night from 7 o'clock on, I get to myself, right? But I know some other moms that they're like, oh, well, you know, I would love that, but I like to go to, you know, a yoga class for myself, or I like to get a massage or a pedicure, or I like to just go for a walk or work out at the gym longer by myself, like whatever it is. So it might not always fit into a specific time frame, right? But figuring out what that means for you and knowing what your self-care needs are, and then speaking to your partner so you can make them work, is huge. But emotional balance can be achieved through, I mean, so many different things. I mean, there's mindfulness, there's meditation, there's yoga, there's exercise in general, there's therapy. I'm just touching on self-care today, but it's important, so, so important to identify and understand your emotions. That I talk about a lot. So if you feel like you're really struggling with your emotions, and maybe you're always stressed out, or maybe you're always anxious, or maybe you're always feeling just so insanely overwhelmed, it really should call your attention to sit down and start journaling that out and noticing, like, okay, when I'm overwhelmed, what's happening in my life? When I'm anxious, what's happening in my life? What's happening at work? What is making me feel this way? What happened today and yesterday that I'm feeling this way? Or what's coming up, right? And so journaling it out. And a lot of times, the emotion, yes, is there, but then we have to dig a couple layers deeper and figure out, like, what's triggering that emotion? Like, why are we overwhelmed? Like, we're not just overwhelmed because we are. There's several reasons, or maybe just one or two, that's causing us to have that overwhelm. And so when we can, and you know, maybe it is stress, or maybe it's your boss, or maybe it's your work schedule, or maybe it's your, you know, your kids' behavior, whatever it is, but really understanding and identifying your emotions, like true emotions on a deep level, like, oh, well, I don't like when this happens, and I don't like when this happens because it overwhelms me. Well, it overwhelms me because, you know, that makes me anxious. And when I get anxious, you know, like, it's like, can be a snowball effect. So maybe you get really overwhelmed because when your house is out of order, and maybe it, you know, you're just like, oh, I'm so overwhelmed. And somebody might ask you why. We're like, well, my house is a mess. Well, why does it matter that your house is a mess? Like, do you maybe have OCD, or maybe do you have, you know, where you just like things to be clean and neat? Well, why do you like things to be clean and neat? Why do you have OCD, right? Like, and then diving into that. And so maybe you can really understand, like, by really journaling out and identifying and understanding your emotions, you can get to the root cause of why you're overwhelmed, so that you can do the work there rather than just trying to fix, quote unquote, being overwhelmed, if that makes sense. So really, when you journal it out and you think through it, you can really learn healthy ways to manage your emotions and express them, rather than just saying, I'm overwhelmed, right? like, I know for me, I feel overwhelmed whenever I feel like my work and my life is out of balance. So sometimes I'm overwhelmed at work, but I'm not overwhelmed in my personal life, right? Or like in my relationships, like that's not like whatever. But I notice when I really feel like I'm gonna have a meltdown is whenever there's a lot of stuff going on personal. Maybe my kids, you know, have a lot going on, or maybe my husband's gone, you know, a lot working, or maybe a mix of both of those things, and work is like a lot at the moment. So for me, I notice like when it's like the different buckets and the different roles that I have in my life, when like more than one of them is like out of whack, or let me just say like two or three of them are out of whack or like really like intense, is whenever I notice that I get overwhelmed. So for me, like the month of May is so crazy in our house. It's both of my kids' birthdays in May. You know, it's end of the school year. It's Mother's Day. It's Memorial Day weekend. My daughter has at least two dance competitions in May. My son has baseball tournaments. So I just feel like the month of May, I'm just like, oh my gosh, what are we doing for Mother's Day? What am I getting my mom for Mother's Day? Like, do we have plans on Mother's Day? Oh my gosh, my kids. Okay, so I got to get birthday treat for my kids for school. And then we got to get them a birthday present and plan the birthday party, right? And then and for both kids. And so I know for me, like every May I get overwhelmed, and then it's end of the school year. So it's like field day and, you know, gifts for the teachers. And I just have to like take it. I just know that I require extra downtime in May to sit and plan all these things out and go shopping to buy all these things, right? And then work in May always is full because I'm trying to plan ahead for the summer. Like I cut back on my hours in the summer so I can be more present with my kids. And so I work a lot more in April and May to kind of front load my schedule so that everything can run on autopilot for the most part in June, July, and August, so that I'm just truly showing up for my clients. And so it's just a lot. So for me, I really have to be like, okay, take a deep breath and what's happening in the time that I do have that I'm home, in the month of May, I am really making sure that I'm making a lot of lists and that I'm really making sure that, okay, what's happening this week? And I'm getting really specific on what I have to get done this week and what extra errands I have to run or what extra things do I have to go pick up, right? Because there's just a lot happening in all the different buckets of my life. It's my sister's birthday too. It's four of my nieces and nephews' birthday. So it's one of my really good friends' birthday. So it's just, I feel like there's a lot of extra dinner parties and just buying of gifts. And so I have to constantly make sure that I'm on my A game and I can get really overwhelmed. And so then when I get overwhelmed, is where I was going with this, is when I get stressed out. And when I get stressed out, I'm like, I'm snippy and I'm sarcastic. Like my husband, it drives him crazy. He's like, you don't have to get so sarcastic, but he's learning that my sarcasm is my stress. And when I get sarcastic, I'm overwhelmed, right? And so he's just learning that about me and I'm learning that about myself, right? Like sometimes it takes, even though I'm 30, however years old, it has taken me, you know, however many years of my life to learn that I get most sarcastic when I'm stressed and I'm overwhelmed. And so I can identify that about myself. And so I can reel it in and know that my husband's not up for sarcasm and my smart ass comments when I'm overwhelmed, because, you know, then I get snippy. And so I've learned that and I have to learn to control that, because then it just causes him to get annoyed with me and then like an argument or whatever. Right. And so, so learning how to, identify, understand, your emotions, where they're stemming from, can allow you to manage them and express them in a healthy way, rather than in a negative way that's going to impact everybody around you, right? So, and allow you to show up for the person that you want to be known as, or the person that you know that you want to be, right? And not somebody who you're like, ugh, here comes that person, right? So nobody wants to be that person. So, and the best way to do all that is to make sure that you're caring for yourself, you're having self-care, and learning what that looks like for you and making sure that whatever you're doing for self-care is really speaking to you and you're not doing it because, like, oh, people say, you know, the best form of self-care is going and getting a pedicure and reading a book, and then you go and do it and you're like, cool, on to the next thing. Like if it just doesn't like knock your socks off and you're just like, oh my gosh, like that was so good, like, oh my God, I needed that so bad, then it's not your thing. And so go pick something different. Don't waste your time and money doing something that does nothing for you, right? So, okay guys, well, that is one of the ways to create emotional balance, or to create balance. Emotional balance in one of the four parts of yourself, which is the emotions. And again, making sure that when you go to balance your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, that you're starting with square one, which is physical, that you're not diving into the last part, because it really does work systematically. So I will have my program launching this fall. So if you guys are like really intrigued, whenever I talk about creating balance in the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, make sure that you keep your eyes peeled for the launch of that program, because it's pretty good. And we dive in and we get really nitty gritty with how to guide you to create that balance. So, all right, guys, hope you're having a great day. Talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.